More than 100 Kimberley residents attended a meeting hosted by WildSight on Tuesday, November 26, to learn about the impact of current and planned logging on wildlife and the ecosystem in the St. Mary's River Valley. According to WildSight, 15 square kilometers of privately owned, valley-bottom forests have been clear-cut in the area over the past 10 years. This includes a 2.3 square kilometer section in the valley done by Canfor, with more anticipated. BC Timber Sales, BCTS, also has proposed cut blocks in this area. Depending on how BCTS and Canfor proceed, we could be looking at an area equivalent in size to Columbia Lake being clear-cut or in early Saral state, effectively doubling the area of valley bottom forests clear-cut in the St. Mary's, said Tim Chapman, a program manager with WildSight, who hosted the Tuesday event. Logging at that scale would significantly impact all who use this landscape, people and wildlife alike. Existing forestry activities on private lands need to be considered when reviewing proposals like these for logging on adjacent public land. This area is located just northwest of Kimberley and is a popular spot for hiking, swimming, fishing, hunting and other outdoor activities. It is also an important home for wildlife. WildSight said one of the biggest concerns is the numerous proposals to log public land in three drainages of the Upper St. Mary's that currently remain intact and wild, White Creek, Dewar Creek and West Fork Creek. "We can't change what's been lost, but we can speak up for what remains," Chapman said. Those drainages contain important habitat for grizzly bears, elk, moose and mountain goats. They contain mature and old forests that are critical to maintaining this area's biodiversity. And they provide shelter and travel corridors for all critters using this valley. Residents who attended the meeting had a chance to share their concerns, with some saying they've been seeing less wildlife in the area since logging has increased, and expressing concerns over what continued logging could do to wildlife and the health of the area's rivers. "In the 50-plus years that I've been living, working and playing in the St. Mary's Valley, I've watched it steadily be carved up and fragmented," said Kimberley resident Dave Quinn. "Caribou has disappeared along with our old-growth, valley-bottom forests. And mountain goat and moose numbers have dropped severely." Canfor and BCTS are both expected to release proposals for public comment. WildSight encourages concerned residents to contact Premier David Eby at premier@gov.bc.ca to encourage legislation changes to protect this area. "What's happening in the St. Mary's is yet another example of why we need to fundamentally shift, at a provincial level, how we manage our forests," Chapman said. "If we don't retain refuges and connectivity corridors for wildlife in our landscapes, we will continue to see species disappear, just as we've already lost caribou and fishers from this area." Black Press has reached out to Canfor for comment and will update the story when they respond.